very first rally 6.5 years ago, there have been perhaps two MPs who have stood with this movement throughout. One of them, Jeremy Corbyn, isn't with us today. That's because he's speaking at our sister rally in Glasgow, but I know he'd want it to be said that he is, of course, in solidarity with us here. The next, the other, has probably been the foremost parliamentary and extra-parliamentary campaigner against these criminal wars over the last 6 years. He's taken that message around our country and the world. For that, he is hated by our enemies, and for that reason, we will always be in solidarity with him. Please give a warm welcome to the great anti-imperialist, George Galloway.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Brothers and sisters, comrades and friends, wassalamu alaikum, peace be on all of you. The father of a dead soldier just the other week said to me that his son had died with a picture of the Queen in his pocket. I had to point out to him, sadly, it was exceedingly unlikely that the Queen had a picture of him in her pocket, or that any minister cared about their son's death. None attended his funeral, and if he'd come back lame and unemployable, the state which sent him to war would have turned their back on him. So as Andrew said in his introduction, our animus is not to the lions of the British Armed Forces, it's to the donkeys in the government and the Ministry of Defence that sends them to their deaths. A Ministry of Defence which, incidentally, appears to be adopting an ever more expansive role in the governance of the United Kingdom. A Ministry of Defence which is now supplying our teachers with teaching notes to teach their children lies about the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. A Ministry of Defence which can suborn almost the entire British media in a conspiracy of silence over Prince Harry. A Ministry of Defence which is now making sure we have more uniformed soldiers on our streets. We'll all go along with that. Let's bring all the soldiers home. Let them wear their uniforms here in Britain rather than in Iraq and Afghanistan and around the world. My last point, for I have only seconds left. The drum beats of war are getting louder. A slew of useful idiots like those at the front are now being dragged out to prepare the way for a war against the Islamic Republic of Iran. The khaki war machine now has its pink contingent, and the purpose is the same. The purpose is to bamboozle the public to go along with mass murder in Iran. I tell you this, if the bombs begin to fall on Iran, they won't discriminate between gay or straight, young or old, pro-regime or anti. They will murder Iranians indiscriminately, as they murdered Iraqis and Afghans before them. Our anti-war movement has been peaceful and lawful, maybe a little too peaceful, maybe a little too lawful. We have to rise to this challenge over the summer and into the autumn as we run up to the United States elections. I tell you this, if they invade Iran, as they invaded Iraq and Afghanistan before it, we need not to just demonstrate. We need to step up our opposition so that we bring politics as usual in Britain to an end. Thank you very much indeed.